Good morning, good afternoon, good noontime, good noon 30, good evening, good night, good midnight, good whatever time of day it is. I want you to know I'm Lynn Ferguson, and I approve this message. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show, Lynn's Bins. It's a podcast dedicated to Black life in America and all over the world, and also music. Today, I want to talk about my stalker here at the university, St. Louis University. Want to know more about me and this tragic situation I face on a daily, and the fact that the stalker's also, get this, in both of my pre-law courses? Well, you just sit back, relax, grab a snack, and let's jump in. Lynn's Bins. So the Latina chick who was trying to test my gangsta and trying to, you know, test my femininity or whatever the case is, I referred to in the Slew's Blues episode, or Slew Blues or whatever it was, who was real drunk and obnoxious, showing me her food, offering me chips, while her mouth was hanging open and showing me, you know, everything she was chewing on, shaking her ass in my face, being belligerent, trying to break into other dudes' rooms and shit. You know, just really outright, just like the worst kind of bitch you ever want to be around when she's drunk, you know? She comes and tries to break into my room. I hear a twisting at my doorknob when I'm getting ready to go smoke a cigarette after doing some homework. Between my homework. So I had a whole bunch more to do that night. And this is less than a week ago. It starts with like a subtle, like, you know, jiggling or, you know, jimmying, whatever the word is, of the doorknob. Then it becomes violent, you know, and much more vigorous. Then it becomes banging and pounding on my door, on every inch of my door, to the point where I'm just like, what the fuck is this bullshit, you know? Like, it was some scary movie type shit. But, you know, my ass, I'm like Brenda, you know? It would have been you if you would have just shut the fuck up! Ooh, it would have just been you if you would have just shut up! Cindy, this is Bones! She said, shut up! Look, Cindy, he crazy me. But you know, I'm Brenda. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna open the door ready to fight in the scary movie, you know? So I opened the door, and she and this white girl were trying to take, you know, it ends up being Alejandra, the same chick. She and this white girl tried to take off down the hallway, and they made it like two doors down almost before, I, you know, of course spot them, and she turns around and she looks at me and puts her hands over her mouth, acting like she clearly was acting like she was shocked. The white girl's laughing the whole time, you know, just like, you know, making it clear to me that it was a planned situation. If it wasn't already clear with the fact that they took off running. And also if it wasn't clear that, you know, that she already knew where I lived. Like, that bitch knows right where my room is because she is friends with the girls who live right down the hall from me. So, and you know, every time she's blackout drunk, she's hanging out with them. So, you know, piling up in their room with eight different people or whatever. So anyway, I ask her, you know, I start off real nice because I'm, you know, I won't say nice, but, you know, I start off very firm in what I'm saying, but very, like, in matter of fact, but very, like, you know, professional and, like, calm and everything, and stoic about it, because I'm not trying to go there until it's time to actually go there, until I've actually made certain that we're going here on this, you fucked up. And that was already clear in the situation, but like, you know, I like to, you know, have my ducks in a row before I go there. And I was trying not to go there anyway. So this bitch says, oh, I thought it was somebody else or something like that. And I was like, you thought my door was somebody else? Explain that to me. And and I'm just like, what are you talking about? And she points to this dude who comes down the hallway. And she said, oh yeah, I thought it was him. I said, so you thought he was my door? I'm not understanding this. This dude don't even live on this floor. Like, how did you think? I'm not understanding any of this. What led you to come and do what you just did to me? And as I'm asking her this, the dude catches up with them and they turn around and they walk off. I'm not even able to finish saying what I'm saying. And they're walking down the hallway giggling. And wishing me facetiously a good night. Have a good night. Just like that. So, I mean, it was just ridiculous. Because I'm just sitting here like, are we serious? Like, are you really going to sit here? Yeah, you did. Okay. So, then this dude comes out of his room right before they make it to this to the door at the end of the hallway that leads to the stairwell that'll take them to another floor, which must have been where they were going to go, where that dude lived, because she didn't live in the building like she claimed she did later on that night. But anyway, she, just before they go through that door, when they're still visible down the hallway, the dude across the hall from me, we've never really spoken. He looks angrily down the hallway like, what the fuck is going on? And clearly disturbed by the situation. And I told him what happened and he was like, yeah, I heard it. And I asked him if he would attest to the situation. He was like, yeah, of course. So I was like, okay, cool. I go to the front desk to go report the situation and also to gauge whether or not this is, to determine whether or not this is the same chick I think it is from my pre-law classes, and who's already been trying to basically haze me since I've been here. And the dude initially was going to help me, but two things happened. One, I said that I was going to report her, and at the same time that I said that, my voice cracked a bit, and you know, to some people would make it obvious that I am, you know, a transgender woman. So like, you know, him being a biracial black dude, like I automatically knew, you know, that that was going to be the case in that moment. So as soon as that happened, he just like, his energy left him. The motivation to help me out left him. And you could see it like leave his bones in his spirit. And he sat back and was like, you know, cause he was getting on a computer about to look up some shit and everything, looking at the camera. And then when I said what I said, he pulled back and he's, well, I can't do that. I can't give that to you. And I was like, okay, well, I just told you this girl just tried to break into my room. Yeah, I get that. Blah, 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 blah. You know, cutting me off to tell me the same bullshit. So clearly you don't care about the situation. So I just asked him for the number for DPS, and then I called DPS. I went outside, talked to them, and the white dude on the phone changed everything I just described to you to the bitch just knocking on my door. He equated it to that in his, you know, verbal, you know, recanting of what I said. And I had to let him know she did not knock on my door. And then they sent this, you know, frail, pale, and, you know, probably has a tail, fucking DPS dude out, you know, who looked like he, I mean, he looked so withered and beaten. He looked like, what's his name, on his bad day when he was down and out from Westworld, you know, the antagonist and the main antagonist, you know, throughout every season, even the first one. And he, you know, comes over. He's basically like rewording my story in a way that puts her in a good light as I'm telling him my story. So like everything I tell him, he basically is rewording it in a way, you know, and trying to get me to reword it in a way that is more acceptable behavior if there is such a thing in this type of situation. He kept searching for how she thought it was someone else's room before I even told him that. He said, oh, she must have thought it was somebody else's room. Bitch, what the fuck is you talking to me for? What are you talking? Get me somebody else who actually has the lack of bias that is going to allow them to be able to look into the situation indiscriminately, impartially, and see what is what for what it is. Give me someone. Because you coming over here telling me that looking for a reason that this bitch could have been doing this, that, and the third, that's an excuse that she can use, that's not gonna fly with me. So he changes it to knocking as well, and then tries to argue with me too, and about it and about other things. And then they call the hall coordinator, and you know who was on call, this white dude as well. So there's a third white dude, and also the third white dude to change it to knocking. And I said, look here, you all have all done this to me tonight. I have not once said knocking, yet every single one of you all have changed this woman trying to beat my door in and break in my room into a she was simply knocking situation. You were not there, so you have to put what I said happened. You know, these same people be so quick to tell you what you need to do, but let you tell them what they need to do, and it's a whole problem. So, because no one took it seriously, because the security dude didn't go look for this bitch, and I told him where she went, because of that, she was able to come back to my room after I went back into my room, after all of this, spending 2 hours doing all that reporting. I went back into my room, and within 10 minutes of me being in my room, she came over and did it again. But this time I was ready.
Wait, do you mind if I use, do you guys have a bathroom?
I don't. So did you come and knock on my door earlier? Were you the one who were banging on my door earlier?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
You weren't with a guy and a girl earlier, a blonde girl and a guy?
I don't think so.
No?
Because I live in Fuse on the fourth floor.
Uh-huh.
But I'm Are friends with babe? Like, yeah, no, I'm good. This is my friend Emma.
Hi.
No, I know Emma.
You do? You do? Oh, do you not?
Babe, yeah. The bathroom?
Do you mind if we step into your room?
No, I'm not gonna have you in my room.
Do you not like her?
Like who? Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. I am not certain if you're the woman who I... Now I'm certain. Yes. So you are the woman. You came banging on my door earlier. So what's the problem? You come back and you're banging on my door now?
I don't think I did that.
You just banged on my door. That's why you're sitting here talking
to me. No, I didn't bang on your
door. So you banged on my door earlier, and now you're over here starting stuff with me again. What's the problem? Is it because I speak Spanish?
I'm so sorry.
Is it because I can sing in Spanish? Is it because I'm transgender? Like, what's the reason? I'm not understanding. What reason do you have a problem with me?
Did you seriously just say because I speak Spanish?
Like, what's the reason? What's the reason? Because you've always had a couple drinks, girl. When you were shaking your ass in my face the other day on that bench.
Wait, what?
When? Outside. When you came over with her and another girl, and you all sat at the table with your pizza.
Yeah, I remember that night. We had a good time.
I tried to make it about transgenderism. And you brought up this conversation about transgender women trying to make cisgender women say chest feeding. That was nonsensical, and we knew what you were going at with that. Everybody at the table knew what you were saying with that.
Did you get that?
And
out?
That is why
that was the night I sprained my ankle.
Yes, yeah. And they came over and apologized for you before we even sat down, and you all had that pizza because they knew you were sloppy. And you being sloppy right now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not the person to have these problems with you. I've already reported you to DPS, and I will be following through with two other reports. So you need to watch it, girl. And I'm going to let the professor know in our pre-law class that you are obnoxious and rude. And if you want to take it there,
122. Go ahead and do that, but you don't have any valid evidence of it.
122. Evidence of what?
I apologize. Have a good night. I'm going to take her back to my room. I'm trying to get them to go to bed now.
Uh-huh.
I'm very sorry.
I don't have any evidence of what?
Allie, let's go to bed. I'm really sorry. I don't.
What the fuck?
I've been trying to keep a hold of her for the whole night. I'm very sorry. I truly am.
She needs to stop. I remember her the other night when she went over to that dude's door across the hall. And she was trying to force her way in there. And you all were pulling her and, like you just said, reining her in the whole time, which is why you apologized to me.
Yeah.
When she came over and she started that stuff, she's a mess. You've got to get her together. I don't know where my reports are going to go or if they're going to do anything for her. I don't know if my reports are going to really do anything negative to her. But if they don't and she's still here and she still has everything good and going, you all need to get her together. Because I'm not the one, and most people are not the one.
Understandable. I apologize. I'm sorry.
You don't even have to apologize for her and her craziness.
I know, but if it affected you in any way, that's why I'm sorry. Because I live here, and I live 2 doors down from you, and I don't want us to have any problems.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we're okay.
All right, well, I'm not even okay right now. But you have a good night. So as you can see, the shit was crazy. The bitch is clearly dumb. And she's out of pocket. I mean, you can tell all of that from that 3-4 minute clip. You can also tell that my voice was gone, absolutely gone, you know? But, you know, whatever. But this is in the middle of the night. This is at like 10:30 at night almost, 10:15 at night. So after that happens, I ended up staying up the whole night and basically like filing reports from dusk till dawn. Filed a discrimination report. I filed a misconduct report and all kinds of shit, girl. So I'm not playing those hostile games. I got a no contact order on the bitch. So she can't speak to me. She can't come up to me. She can't do nothing. And this is all while they investigate the situation. So they're going to be investigating the situation and looking into what exactly happened and all that good stuff. In the meantime, I'm supposed to be moving out of this dorm that I was never supposed to be in with these 18, 20, and 22-year-olds and into an apartment through SLU. So we will see how that goes and how soon that happens. They said it's supposed to happen as soon as this weekend, but clearly it's not happened yet. So, because like I said, I'm recording this from my dorm room. But, and I checked my email this morning and I don't have any emails about that. But this is the kind of stuff that I go through at this school, you know? Even the investigator, I had to tell her, it was not knocking, you changed my words to knocking, you know? She is a white woman. So it's all white people, 3 white men, 1 white woman. And they all did that. Just ridiculous. And then, you know, I'm just so sick of it because it's like, this is the type of stuff that leads to people like this getting away with what they do. You know, she's not a black woman. She has no idea what it's like to be a black woman. She would know if she went around acting like that if she was black. She'd know real quick. She wouldn't even need to do all that to know. So it's just crazy because it's just like, what is this bitch's problem? Like, okay, so you're jealous? Girl, you need to handle that. You need to handle your shit. Because the jealousy is not going to work over here. I'm not in it to win it. I'm not here for that jealousy shit. You can get at somebody else. You know? I have way too much in my way because of who I am for you to be jealous of me and get sympathy from me. Way too much in my way. It's ridiculous out here. So I just wanted to give you all that update about the situation, and just to touch back on what I briefly hit on earlier, regarding the record and the noise complaint and everything. I did go to that other hearing, and in that hearing, I learned that the same guy who gave me, who made the decision to give me the mark on my record, is also is the same person who also reported me on the 8th. A report I didn't even know about. And when I came into the meeting that was about the incident allegedly to have taken place on the 5th, they told me in that meeting on the 17th that there were no other complaints, or at least Lauren told me that. The woman told me that in the meeting, who was in housing and residence life, student housing and residence life. But the dude, you know, this Nigerian dude, he didn't even dispute that, even though he knew he made a report on the 8th. Then he makes this decision about me after he's one of the people who's complained about me. That's ridiculous. It's totally a conflict of interest, which is why I got a new hearing. But if I would have not spoken out about what the fuck I was supposed to be speaking out about, then I would be sitting here looking dumb with something on my record after a conspiracy took place. This is literally a conspiracy. It's collusion, as Trump would say. You know what I'm saying? This was a conspiracy. There was collusion. There were many conflicts of interest. And there was an agenda against me to take me down, you know? So, I mean, it's just crazy. This is all in my first semester. Just got back from spring break. Last thing, by the way, during the recording that I played of the incident when she came and banged on my door the second time and I started recording afterward, You can hear me shut my door when I started really getting into it and engaging with her, when I realized it was her, because she was trying to get in my room that whole time I was in the hallway, stepping out my door, you know, talking with her about the situation. So it was just really crazy, because it was just like, the bitch is really, and she kept asking, can we see your room? Can I go in your room? It's just like, bitch, why do you want to see my room? What are you trying to get in my room for? What's wrong with you? Something's absolutely wrong with you. So I just wanted to add that little bit. But thank you for tuning in to Lynn's Friends. I'm Lynn Ferguson, your host here on the show, also known as Lynn Tennyson. And join us next time we jump in Lynn's Friends.